For me, if we want to go to same standards in the military across the board, which they're starting to go to, I think the why don't we do the same standards in the Olympics?
What do you mean?
Why don't males and females compete against each other?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, and
Yes.
in my mind, I think that females and males in the military should have same standards when it comes to like
Yes.
physical and stuff like that.
Yes.
I think that the military should be elite force like that. I think only
Yes.
the best of the best. I don't want to have like fat turds in there who, you know, or like
Guys or girls?
girls, yeah, either or, guys or girls who can literally walk a mile and a half and still pass, you know, and like get paid the same as guys who have to, you know, train harder.
There are
Like
girls that can do it.
there
I'm
are
not
tons of
saying that
girls.
there
Yeah.
isn't.
Well,
I'm not.
here's
But
my
that's the kind of feminist I am, is that I wish that we all would play to our strengths and let them
I
play
agree.
to theirs, and we can together make everything awesome. And on top of it, our strength is like being in fucking charge, by the way. So.
Here's my perspective on things. I don't think particularly that females really needed to be added into like these jobs with like Navy SEALs, mainly like SEALs and Special Forces, because their program and everything they're doing worked perfectly fine. Like PJT, like could a girl in the Air Force be a PJ and combat controller? Yeah, I think so all day long.
Yeah.
Will, like, because to me, they don't
There
do.
are jobs in the military probably that women are better at, correct?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying they could still do that because it's not like these guys go out in like
Yeah.
12-man teams and
Yeah.
go enter like engage with like Afghan like special forces and stuff like that. That's a very different world. And we have to realize too that those cultures have very little respect for women, right? And stuff, and it's gonna be really hard for them to be part of those
Yes.
groups. And that's a very different dynamic,
Yes.
a 12-man team, than it is being PJs, don't get mad at me, but kind of like a combat nurse, right? Where like great women are amazing at, you know, trauma
Handling
and
stress,
handling stress
being in charge, calm under pressure,
and
like.
medical skills and stuff like that, right? And like, yeah, don't get me wrong, they do cool things too, like jump out of planes and, you know, rope in and all this other stuff. But girls can do that too. Like, it's not,
Sure.
you had to be somewhat physical, you had to be physically fit and you had to be a good swimmer. But to me, like those, for me, those jobs, I'm like, whatever. But what we should have done, in my mind, instead of putting females in special forces and SEALs, is we should have started their own team of females, right? And I know that there's, I know they have like FET teams, which are female engagement teams in the Marines. I know they have like
And what would
CST
that
teams.
benefit, though?
I'll
Like,
show culture assessment, like survival teams, I think stuff like that. Okay, so when you think about it, there are certain things like special forces them do where they're like gathering intel and they're like infiltrating certain places and like trying to meet certain people and all this other stuff. Military guys tend to sometimes really stick out like sore thumbs, right? And they're not the sometimes the best at it.
Yeah.
And just like we said that, you know, we're very, as a female species, we're very, very intelligent, so we can learn other languages really easily. We're natural born interrogators. We really are. Like, we're really good at that. We're very, very good at blending in. We can change our appearance super easily in so many different ways.
I do it every day.
Right? So do I. It's one of those things we're really good at. And the thing is, we're not as intimidating, you know,
Yeah.
at all. You can flirt. You can be sweet. You can be nice, like guys or girls. You can befriend a chick and she won't think anything wrong with it. And she won't, you know what I mean? Or you can talk to a guy and maybe he thinks you're hitting on him. Whereas a guy, right? They're a little bit more cautious. Maybe they come off with the wrong vibe. Maybe
Yeah.
they piss off some dude. Some girl might think they're hitting on them. Like they want nothing to do with them.
Right.
Girls are very good at those things. So, you know, with some of this stuff going on, we can get information like that.
I
And
got
also,
you.
too, when they go into these villages, they're obviously, you know, military men aren't really going to talk to a lot of the females in some of these cultures because that's frowned upon, because they're not allowed to talk to other
Yeah.
men.
Yeah.
So that's where you need females in there too. And I know there's teams out there like that, but why don't we just revamp these and build them up and really start? And I'm sure there are in three-letter agencies and everything else, but I'm saying like, why, if we want females in these jobs, why don't we just kind of take what they did, not make it
Their
as ground
strength.
pounder-ish where we're
Yeah.
like having to throw like hundreds of pounds on their back and
It's
like all this other,
counterproductive
you
to
know what I mean?
me, where it's like, let's play to your strengths.
Yeah,
Yes,
that's what
you
I'm
should
saying.
be physically
To
fit,
our
right? But
strengths.
play to their. I love all of that because it's all true. There's so many things that, And I'm sure in the military and exactly what you're saying, that women are just better at than men.
Yeah.
Right. There are certain things and vice versa. And just accepting that and leaning into that, I think would do us a better, you know, service than what we're doing right now.
Yeah. But you know what?
Not that that's a huge really issue right now.
At least speak from experience. So in my career field, it was like one of the few specialized jobs in the Air Force that they allowed females in, right? And they've been allowing females in my career field for a decent amount of time, a couple decades. And there's barely any who make it because of the physical standards, right? And like the big thing that always got females to drop out or fail was like pull-ups, because you have to do like a minimum of 8 to get in. And then also, right? And then also the ruck, because, you know, you're rucking, which just means you have a heavy load at, you know, basically ruck or backpack on your back, and you are moving at a very brisk pace over mountainous terrain or very uneven terrain. And you have to move quickly and fast. And so like when I went through my training, we had 9 feet of snow out there, and we are wearing big ass snowshoes, and I have 120 pounds on my back. You know, and I'm keeping up with the dudes, but that's what you have to do. Yep. Right. And so the way that these things can only really work if you do want to add females into it is you have to keep a level playing field. You have to keep all the standards intact. You have, if you want the girl to be respected by the guys, you have to keep the same standards. There'd be like, especially in these specific jobs where they are a little bit more intense, like you have to keep everything the same. If you do not, you're doing the females a disservice, because they're going to be hated by these guys. By the way, they're going to be hated by most anyway, because a lot of these guys think, you know, like they're insecure and they don't want a female like
doing better than them,
their job, or doing better than them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, like, you know, there's always going to be people giving them excuses like, oh, well, people pushed them through and yada, yada, yada. And unfortunately, within some history of certain things, even like think of the Ranger schools, because I read the whole assessment process, there was a lot of things done differently when those females made it that all the guys were like, "That I never had those opportunities."
Yeah.
And that wasn't done for me. So why was it done for them? Mm-hmm. And the Air Force actually took me, because I was one of the only females that was in a very similar job compared to all the rest of the, you know, Air Force kind of special ops jobs like PJ, CCT, TAC-P, and weather, they took me and said, hey, we want you to assess all these training schools, and we want you to write a report for Congress and saying how women we need to be integrated into this training. And of course, I like talked about facilities and like clothing and stuff, like how it'd be transferred over for females and what would make it easier for them and their lives easier so that it's not impeding training and stuff like that. But then also, I was like, keep the news away from them. Don't try to interview these girls and treat them any differently than any of the rest of the guys. There's stopping news agencies and like reporters saying like, oh, this is the first girl trying out for this. None of that stuff. Keep the standards the exact same. Do not change the standards at all. It's going to ruin A, B, and C, and D. This is throughout history. These are all the, you know, percentages. And they were like, wow. I'm like, yeah. And it's important to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, if they're now allowing all these females into all these combat jobs, then they need to go ahead and put females into the draft now. And that's just my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. Because if they, that was the one thing females didn't have, was being allowed to be in these combat jobs, right? Being on these front lines, going, you know, being engaging, boots on the ground, what they call it. So now that females are allowed to do all the same things guys can do, then why are females not being drafted too? You know what I mean? And a lot of guys are saying the same thing. Like, wait, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
Do they now get to pick and choose what applies to them, what doesn't? You know?
Yeah.
And so I guess Congress and some of these people did the same thing. Like, hey, this might need to be applied to them. However, now they're just talking about getting rid of it.
Yeah.
But that's just my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
As in, listen, I know it might suck. And not all the ladies are like, hey, I didn't want this.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't want to do this job. Like, why do I need to be drafted? Right. Yeah. Type of thing. But this is kind of like how it goes. Like, if we all want the equality and we want to be treated the same, like, you can't just pick and choose what applies to you, what doesn't. It's you get it all or you don't. And that's just how I feel, because that's the only way that the whole system works.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, no, I want the job and I want all the benefits
on my terms when I want to do it.
Yeah, but I don't want to be deployed be away from my family. Mm-hmm. I have kids and like, well, then don't do the job.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been watching every move and
plotting your next move on. Every girl I'm moving on. Yeah, don't you better things to do. Yeah, go buy some fucking shoes. Yeah, you're irritating. Irritating. You're sick.